The wonderful Griffin Trio with music by Mendelssohn here at the New Classical FM. And my guest has just turned off his phone. The Griffin Trio is by way of welcoming James Campbell, the artistic director of the 39th annual Parry Sound Festival of the Sound up in Parry Sound. And James, the Griffins are regulars.
The Griffins are indeed. They came when they were, they're celebrating their 25th anniversary. And I heard them when they were just young squirts.
So you hatched them. Yeah, you pretty much
hatched them. So we hatched them, and they've been coming for almost every year since, and it's delightful to hear them again on the radio playing Mendelssohn. I don't think anybody plays it quite like that.
Well, and you know, I think musicians love your festival. I mean, it's so nice to get out of the city into the countryside and just.
Well, that's what's wonderful about summer, and particularly in the Georgian Bay area.
Yeah, I mean,
the hall is right on the bay, so in rehearsals you can go out on the deck and look at the bay, and in the intervals of the concerts, the audience actually goes out and watches the sunset. In fact, I try to plan the program so that the intermission happens at sunset. Sometimes I get it right, but
I try. So the festival opens on July 20th. Tell me about the opening gala concert.
Well, we have a very special project this year. It's called the Song Sounding Thunder, the Song of Francis Pegamagabo. Francis Pegamagabo is a World War I hero from the area. He lived on Osoxing on Parry Island, and is a local hero as well as a national hero. And we just thought it would be fitting to create a work reflecting his life, both during the First War, where he was a very famous sniper, one of the most decorated indigenous soldiers in the war. But that's part of the piece, but it's also the two sides of it, the early journey of his life, very spiritual, and then the last part when he came back. And you can imagine what that was like, coming back after the war and all the battles that he had to fight then. And so Tim Corliss is a composer I asked to commission to write the work, and Armando Rufo is a wonderful Ojibwe writer who wrote an incredible a script for this, and we have and it's based on a book, Sounding Thunder, by Brian McGinnis. His name doesn't sound like it, but he's actually the great-grandson of Francis Pegamagabo.
Wow.
And he's actually going to be the narrator of this program. So there's just so many beautiful sides come together, and that's part of our opening night. We're actually giving the premiere, the official premiere, on the 19th on Wasoxing Island for the community over there. So they're getting the real one where Francis lived, and then we get the second performance for our opening concert.
Wow, that sounds absolutely beautiful.
It's a beautiful work, very spiritually, very, very strong.
So Parry Sound Festival always has a ton of variety. Can you say a little bit about the different kinds of music, the different kinds of artists, ages of artists? I mean, you've got everybody and everything.
Well, we do try to create a lot of variety within our, shall we say, mandate. We do call ourselves a classical music festival, focusing on chamber music. But within that realm, there's some wonderful things. For example, jazz.
Yeah.
Since I play a bit of jazz, I consider that chamber music. And it's the same kind of playing. And we invite orchestras. This year we've invited the National Youth Orchestra of Canada to come.
Yeah.
Which to me is a very, will be a very special event, because I'm an alum of the Youth Orchestra.
Now, is this the first year that they're coming
to Parry Sound? It's the first year, yes. And we thought, just about 100 of them.
So where are you going to put them all?
Well, they're in Barrie.
It's a wise plan.
They're a marvelous organization, and they sort themselves out very well. But they're coming to play, and we did all the measurements, and we can actually fit them on our stage, and they're coming
at Charles Stocky.
Oh yeah.
Oh really?
And they're touring, and if you see their T-shirts, I love it, because it says the places they're touring. Parry Sound is on the front, on the top. At the bottom is the Edinburgh Festival. And in the middle there is Berlin.
Well.
And of course, Toronto and Ottawa and all the usual places.
Yeah, but you know what? What if they have different T-shirts for every place, and every place that they're going, that place is on the top? That's what I would do.
Well, I'm actually a regular coach there, so I work with them each summer in the chamber music program. So I know that this is the real T-shirt.
Oh, great. When I was in Isler Singers 1,000 years ago, we used to sing on a boat. You would have a boat cruise.
We still have the cruise. We still have the cruise, and now it's kind of a party cruise in the sense that we'll have a Dixieland band and we have a jazz crew, Jazz Canada cruise. And this year on the cruise, I've invited this wonderful Romanian jazz singer to come.
Oh.
And it'll be her Canadian debut. She'll be doing other things in the festival, but also a jazz with that. She's actually from Transylvania, so it's a ethnic Hungarian singer, but she has this kind of different take on some of the things given where she's from. Very, very interesting singer.
Now, you have a group of regulars who have been going to the Festival of the Sound forever, and I only know this because I live in Owen Sound now, and they also come to the Sweetwater Music Festival, which happens in September in Owen Sound, so it's the same group.
It shows you a little bit how small the...
Well, and you even come over there.
Well, I love coming to Owen Sound, yeah. It's anything near water, you'll find me there. We Mark Feuer is a close friend of mine, and so we often talk, and as is Roman Boris, actually, in Ottawa, and a lot of the festivals... In Ontario, the artistic directors, we try to get together once a year and have sort of a... It's almost...
Do you coordinate also?
We just talk to each other. And sometimes we'll find an artist or a group that we think that we all like to have. Last year, the choir from Trinity College, Cambridge, came. And so we all got together and had a tour. And they're a marvelous group. So it makes it possible for us to do that. And so as a result, a lot of the... people come back and bonds are formed, because really what I think has kept us in business for 39 years is really the bonds between the artists and the community, and the bonds between the public, the community, and the artists. And those bonds are very strong. Hmm. And we think long term, and 39 years isn't too bad, and we're in pretty reasonable shape for all that age. we keep ourselves fit. So,
how do people get tickets?
Well, they can go on the website, festivalsound.ca. That's probably the easiest way.
Okay.
Or you can call our office, and somebody who's nice will answer the phone.
705-746-2410.
That's right, yeah. Okay. But if you go to the website and you still want a phone, the number will be there, and you can see what's going on. We have about 55 events coming up in the next, during the 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's amazing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
From this little tiny thing, and now look at it.
Well, it's become
it's a major
festival. It's grown.
Now, in a moment, we're going to hear Charles Richard Hamelin play some Chopin, and he is one of your guest performers.
He's become one of our regulars. He came a few years ago and fell in love with the place, and we all fell in love with him. He's a musician's musician, wonderful, wonderful performer. And he's recording the two Chopin piano concertos with the Montreal Symphony in the autumn. And so he's wanting to try them out. So he's going to be playing the two concertos in the version for piano and string quartet. There is a version,
cool,
which actually is sanctioned by Chopin himself. So he's going to be playing those versions for us during the first week of the festival.
All right. Thank you so much, James Campbell, Artistic Director of the Festival of the Sound at Parry Sound. Get the complete lineup and get your tickets at festivalofthesound.ca. And... yeah, who wouldn't want to go up to Parry Sound?
Well, everybody's welcome.
Late July and early August. Here's Charles Richard Hamelin with a Polonaise by Chopin.